Well, then you pick your host, pick your menu first.
Have your credentials up.
Okay, I got them.
Most of the game was pretty good. Like I said, the box kind of taxing there in the third with only three lines. So got to stay out of the box at that and be a little bit more careful on the lines. But at the end of the day, it was a good game.
How good did you feel when you guys were putting that pressure on, in that third? You weren't able to get that equalizer, but it seemed like you guys were still right then, right?
Yeah, I think the second period was our best today. Create a lot of chances, score some goals. Had some great chances to tie the game, but didn't go our way today. But gamemanship, physicality, guys stepping up for one another. That's what big ones.
Victor, can you comment on that? They scored three goals in about 4 minutes. A little bit of a snowball effect, which you guys have seen not too far. It kind of happened recently, not in the last three games. But how do you prevent that?
No, it's just you're going to be able to battle back after giving up a goal. But, just miscues, some lucky ones. But, end of the day, we battle back. We still have a lot of game left. So, maybe a little bit of a exhale after, clinching a playoff spot. And, can't really move. It's going to be tough to get to that second place. But, we can't let bad habits creep into our game at the same time, but maybe a little bit of an exhale. But, we show that after that we battle back and play the way we want to play.
I just wanted to say, Howard, it's good that you're getting back on the ice tomorrow.
It wouldn't matter too much for us. That's the schedule. And like I said, we'll take a lot of positives from the game. But, we're going to play a desperate team tomorrow that is fighting for those last two playoff spots. So, it'll be nice to get back out and play against a team like that. So, we just got to go out there and play our game and don't give them any freebies and, make it hard for them to get in inside of us, keep them on the outside. Like, we've done a good job of the last three games before tonight and then take our chances from again.
Is there a fine line there between playing with the physicality and staying out of the box?
Yeah, it sure is. And, felt that we were on the short end of a lot of those scrums. And, you give a quality power play like them that many chances, they're going to hurt you. So, that's something we learned in the playoffs last year and something that we've seen all year this year. So, definitely got to stay out of the box. Doesn't matter if you kill them off, they can gain some momentum. And as a PK, we've got to gain some momentum too and try and kill those us.
Thanks.
And from that first period to the second period, it seemed like two different games for your group. What changed?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we just kind of, in the second period, I thought we got pucks behind them. We were limiting our turnovers, just playing the game we've been playing for the last three games straight. So it is third period. Obviously, we're a little shorthanded, but still, I didn't think we played the right way. I think we just tried a little bit too much and kind of panicked and came up short, obviously.
And then that physicality really came into play, especially in that second period. Why?
Yeah, I think it's just gamesmanship. I think we've seen it since the Boston game, and there on, I think we've been playing really good hockey. When we play that way, it kind of engages a lot of guys into the game, and I think it's a good thing, bringing that emotion, especially going into the playoffs, and it's definitely been helping us out.
granted, is there a fine line there between, you know, having that kind of physicality and staying out of the box, making sure you guys stay out of the box?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, we don't want to be in the box as much, but guys sticking up for guys, we'll show those off any day of the week, that's for sure. Yeah, obviously, you need to be a little bit more disciplined about it, but it is what it is. We do our best to kill it off, especially when a guy's sticking up for another guy.
Clinching playoffs, Victor Hedman said those three goals scored by them early in that first period might have been a little bit of an exhale.
Yeah, I think so. I think maybe it was, obviously, we came off a little bit of a high. We had, obviously, a great event in Coop's Catch, kind of a little bit of a celebration in a way that we kind of clinched playoffs. It was a really, really good and cool event to be able to do stuff with that. Maybe we exhaled a little bit, but I think we turned it around, and obviously we know we still have 4 or 5 games left. I know nothing's changing in the standings, but we still got to make sure our habits are good, make sure everything is on pace and on straight on for playoffs.
And it seemed like even that third period that you guys were down 4-3, but you had a lot of possession, a lot of zone time. It seems like there's just a couple ones that could have gone in. I mean, what's the difference there between, you know, getting that goal and then it kind of going the other way?
I think it just comes down to, obviously, we had the possession. There was times in the third period I thought we did play the right way, but there was also times that we didn't, and those times it costed us. And when you play teams like this, it's going to cost you in the long run. Little mistakes, little turnovers, not playing the right way, it's going to cost you, and it did.
Thanks.
Yeah.